today's first reading, we hear an interesting exchange between Abraham and God. Abraham's nephew Lot and his family live in the city of Sodom, and Abraham voices his concern to God's plan to destroy the city due to a lack of innocent people. Abraham enters into a discussion with God, pressing God on the justice of this plan. Abraham perseveres in this discussion, and God agrees to spare the city if enough innocent people are found. This theme of perseverance in our relationship with God is present in our gospel reading as well. Jesus gives his disciples a parable about the virtues of persistence, and then tells them to ask and they will receive, seek and they will find, knock and the door will be opened to them. But as often the case, these lessons seem to work better for Abraham and the disciples than they do in our own lives. In our reading from the book of Genesis, Abraham gets to have an actual conversation with God, getting direct answers to his requests in real time. For the disciples, they have Jesus, the Son of God, telling them what to pray and how to pray. But what about us, who don't have these immediate and tangible conversations with God that we read about in the Bible? I have to admit that I am not shy in my prayers. In earlier days, I was more hesitant to ask God directly for things, worried that I might overstep, be too demanding, appear ungrateful, or irritate God with my directness. But in recent years, I have found a stronger voice with God, and I worry less that I will be offensive or irritating. But with my more direct requests of God, I also have to deal with the reality that I do not get the direct and tangible answers from God that are described in today's reading. Don't get me wrong, I do believe that many of my prayers are answered favorably. A family member heals from an illness. A friend finds a new job. A concerning medical test is negative. Prayers are answered. But what about my prayers that appear to go unanswered? The medical tests that bring bad news, the depression and anxiety that persist, the financial situation that worries, that worsens. Some people say that God answers all prayers, but sometimes the answer is no. On the surface, that idea seems to have some merit, as it suggests that God does indeed answer all of our prayers. If we just sometimes don't get what we asked for. In this scenario, we just need to accept that the answer is no, that it is God's will, and move on with our life. But when we look at this more deeply, the idea seems somewhat less than satisfactory, as it seems to reduce God's responses to our prayers to simple yeses and nos. And this would vastly diminish the relationship we can have with God. I think we could all agree that we would have a very diminished relationship with our children if all we could do was answer them with yeses and nos. And it certainly appeared that after his extended exchange with God, Abraham did not have a diminished relationship with God, but rather one that was enhanced. To this end, I believe that Abraham was not simply making requests of God, but rather I believe that Abraham was probing the depths of God, trying to understand God as merciful and just against this plan to destroy a city and perhaps innocent lives. Abraham challenges his perception of God's justice and mercy through his persistent appeal for the need of fewer and fewer innocent people to keep God from destroying the city of Sodom. On the surface, it appears that God is relenting to Abraham's pleas. But maybe God allows Abraham to press the issue not to change God's mind, but to allow Abraham to gradually come to understand the depths of God's justice and mercy. Maybe Abraham doesn't change God's plan, but rather comes to understand God's nature through his own persistence with God. Is this the experience that's available to us in our relationship with God? A God who opens himself to our questions and petitions so that we can understand the depths of God rather than the decisions of God. Does Jesus teach us to persist in prayer, not in the vain hope of changing God's mind, but with the certainty that our persistence will result in us having a deeper understanding of God because we stay in God's presence and receive God's grace? Can we learn that God is not a God who simply says no, but rather a God who says no, not there, no, not yet, or no, not in that way? When we find a God who wants us to ask, wants us to probe, wants us to knock, then we have a God who wants us to understand him through our own process of prayer. This is a God who wants us to join in an ever-deepening union with him that is based in an infinite exploration of his love for us and our love for him. God doesn't want us to change his mind. God wants us to enter into a persistent relationship with him that probes the experiences of our world through God's eyes. God wants us to walk in relationship with him, to ask questions, and to keep asking and searching for understanding, even when we think we aren't getting what we want. When Jesus promises that if we ask, we will receive, if we seek, we will find, if we knock, the door will be opened to us, it is not an idle promise. God will patiently endure all of our petitions and questions in the hope that we will find the answer that is at the base of it all, that God's love for each and every one of us is inexhaustible and available for all eternity.